The driver was eating an apple and driving the cab at the same time. Soon they were among smaller buildings. Mrs. Minerva couldn't meet you, either, Lou told Nicky. He smiled. Mom didn't tell me about Minerva or Lou, Nicky thought. Does she know who they are, and does Mrs. Minerva work at the delicatessen? It's Friday today, Lou said. Friday is Mrs. Minerva Boat's day. You like Mrs. Minerva. Does Mrs. Minerva have a boat? Nicky said. Lou laughed. No, he said. It's one of the boats that cruise around Manhattan, a tourist boat. Mrs. Minerva likes to go on the 2 o'clock boat every Friday. The cab turned down a narrow street. It stopped outside a warehouse. I have to order something for the delicatessen, Lou said. It will only take a few minutes. Then we can walk to the delicatessen. It's not far from here. Lou paid the cab driver and the cab drove away. Nicky followed Lou to the warehouse and they went inside. There was a man sitting behind a desk. He looked up and saw Nicky and Lou. Then he smiled. How are you, Lou? The man said. I'm okay, Lou said, smiling. But you are in trouble, Sam. Trouble? Asked Sam. He looked worried. That last order of baked ham was bad, Lou said. We couldn't use it. Mrs. Brady had to throw it away. She was very angry. But I don't understand, Sam said. I thought it was perfect. Ha! Lou laughed. Perfect was not what Mrs. Brady called it. I want to see what we're buying this time. Sure, said. Come out to the back, Lou. See for yourself. We send only the best to Mr. Brady. Lou went round the other side of the desk. Wait there, Nicky, he said over his shoulder. I won't be long.